USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently, Tropical Storm Dorian likely to become a hurricane in the next few days before it possibly threatens the southeastern United States this weekend. But first, it's going to be impacting Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Some U.S. volunteers already heading over to Puerto Rico to help, among them Miami Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Scott Dean, who says they're leaving today.
In this particular situation, we're going to be there before the storm hits, so we'll get a little familiarized with the area that we'll be responsible for. We'll weather the storm where our base of operation will be located.
Iran's government reacting to news that President Trump said he would be willing to meet Iran's president under the appropriate circumstances. Now, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says they wouldn't meet with Trump unless sanctions against Iran are first lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
After just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for her latest bout with cancer, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out yesterday receiving an honorary degree at the University of Buffalo School of Law, where she told the audience,
"It was beyond my wildest imagination that I would one day become the notorious RBG."
Chicago teachers prepared to go on strike next month as their union started a 30-day clock for a potential work stoppage yesterday. The contract offer they've received most recently would have increased their salaries 16% over 5 years, but the teachers union says the deal needs to include other demands like smaller classes and more counselors, social workers, and librarians. Former New England Patriots star Rob Gronkowski now leaving open the door to returning to the NFL sometime in the future. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pop star Taylor Swift takes home the top prize at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. Swift won the Video of the Year Moon Man statue for her LGBTQ anthem, You Need to Calm Down. And she used her acceptance speech to call out the White House for failing to express support for the proposed Equality Act, despite a petition that's drawn a huge response.
I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
The Equality Act would ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Another top winner at last night's award show, Ariana Grande, who earned the Artist of the Year trophy. Now back to Taylor Swift. Forbes says she is the highest paid woman in music after earning $185 million before taxes last year. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not letting cancer stop her from living her everyday life. The 86-year-old justice received an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo School of Law yesterday afternoon, despite just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for a malignant tumor on her pancreas, her fourth battle with cancer. The Supreme Court says the tumor was treated definitively, noting no evidence of the disease was found elsewhere. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.